Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mike Poeping. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Bain. And now, play ball. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards first. Kuzik scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Hairston moves to third. Dent moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to home to get Hairston. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dent moves to third. Melton moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Terrell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile takes first base on ball four. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Poiping settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Poiping is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poiping hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Stein moves to third. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to third for the out. Stein scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Poiping settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Mike Poiping is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poiping is 0 for 1 in the game. Poiping hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Bry reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bryce scores. Cusick moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Poiping is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poiping is 0 for 2 in the game. Poiping hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman pinch hits for Bob Coluccio. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.